أنواع الطيب العقوبة الفترة مبينة So there is the Avizor, the Akuma Maxim, and there is the fragrance emanating from this Taylor's Avizor. It's allowed to be made from the fragrance of Avizor. It's about the ice. We don't do a Kumun Ahir. Now the person has to go to work. So he goes through the street, and there he enjoys the fragrance. Whether he intends to enjoy it or not, he enjoys it anyway. So, Abaye says that you are allowed to walk through that street. Even though by walking through that street, he'll enjoy the fragrance of that result, okay? But it's Toroshin Mishab. So it's Mut. אסור. אפשר מקום מחבים, לא אפשר מקום מחבים, כולנו נדוס. If it's possible, let's say, אפשר means he has to go to a certain place to work, and he can go to two streets. On one street is the Aku, Amak Tefteres Lavizore, and the other streets, they're not Amak Tefteres Lavizore. And either way is all right. I mean, one is not, neither would involve the hardship one. So if, let's say, there are two streets through which he can go to work, and one there is clear from his own, one there is not, and he chooses the route where there is clear from his own, because he wants to enjoy the fragrance of the clear from his own. Or, Loyev shall become chayav. Suppose there are two streets, and one street there is Tiras Lavizor, and the other street there is no. But to go, let's say, he can go to the van, he can go to Lincoln. And the van there is Tiras Lavizor. Lincoln there is no Tiras Lavizor. But he'll have to prolong his way. It'll take him half an hour more to get to his place if he goes to Lincoln. So that's called Loyevsha. But as he goes through the van, so he's mechanical the fragrance. So Kulano the Tigros. So then it's a plus. Loyevsha the one mechave, Kulano the Tigrisha. What is Kulano the Tigrisha? Bein Abin Rov, this is for example. Bein Abaye, Bein Rov, Almeide, the director of Shimon Chom. Let's say there is fragrance of Avizor and the bar, and there is no anuim. And it's Loyevsha. It's Loyevsha because if he goes to Lincoln, it will take him half an hour more to get to his place. It involves the hardship. So he goes, he wants to go to the bar in order to avoid the hardship. And he's not going to have to enjoy it. Maybe he will enjoy it. He can't help it. But he's not mechaven to enjoy it. So then, both Abaye and Rabbi Amide, that are limited to Shimon, who says, Doroshin mechaven muter, so it's muter to go to the van. Even though that might entail enjoyment of the fragrance of Avizor, as long as he doesn't intend to enjoy it. But he only goes to the path because the other way involves a hardship.
Loy,
Tiflinget. Well, in what case is there machlekes between Abai and Kohen? The Efsher Beloydecha. The Efsher Beloydecha. In other words, both routes are good for him. Will bring him without a hardship. They'll bring him to his destination. But he goes to the bank. He's accustomed every day to go to the bank. So he goes now also to the bank. Just by heaven. Right? And he's not the half to enjoy the faith. So while we did a beauty, the Omar Doroshim is coming. Because even though he's not Mishavim, so he's divorced. Keep the gay, I'll leave the Rabshim, and your Rabshim is Chavim, and Abadi, and give Rabshim. The Rabbi Omar, I'll come to come Rabshim, and I'll have a lawyer, then it will be moot. Abba, and I'll have a lawyer, so according to the first question, when does Rabshim say the Rabshim is Chavim is moot there? If it's lawyer, let's say there is only one way to go. The other way would involve a hardship. Would involve a substantial hardship. But if it doesn't involve the other way doesn't involve any hardship. So even though he's not mishaven, so he tosses out, but even though was on the ice. So suppose he does walk. Let's say he can walk fully. He doesn't involve the hardship. But he walks through the valley, because every day he walks there. But now there is fragrance of Alanis, alright? And he enjoys it. He is not mishaven, but against his will, he inhaled the fragrance of the fears of his own, and he enjoyed it. Without intending to enjoy it. He enjoyed it anyway. So according to Rove, he is able to mishaven. But if going through the van would, going through Lincoln, would involve the hardship, then we would have the rice. But the question arises, what kind of story is that? I mean, I say, about that, doesn't give up hardship. And still, all the shame put out, that we have something to do, there is no way out. There is a way out, but a lot of fear. So what kind of a din is it? We can understand the distinction between mishaven and loy mishaven. But in loy mishaven itself, whether it's efshar or loy efshar, what difference is there? Iked amre, the second motion, efshar or loy mishaven, hayne plukte, derabim derabshir. So if it's efshar, and it's loy mechavei, so that's the machlekes of the new Rashid. Loy efshar loy kol mechavei, so kol alde v'kliyeh. So here kol alde is unlike the kol alde in the first portion. Here kol alde means bein abyude, bein abshim, would be made it to. So according to the second portion, so if it is loy efshar loy kol mechavei, so even abyude is made it. The Yudah who says, Tov Hashem Mishchavim, Tov Sarah Mishchayev, now come to Rabbi Yudah, if he goes here, we'll try to straighten out his hair, not with the cup, but with his hands. He'll try to straighten out, to smooth his hair with his hands, and he'll pluck out hair, he melts the cup. So that's only what it's actually. But when it's loy efshar, so the beauty is also me. So, loy efshar loy to mechavu kol alma loy to mishav. Keep thinking the loy efshar. The loy efshar. We call mechavu. So when the machlik is between the beauty and between Abaye and Rabbi, if it's loy efshar, and loy efshar means any other way would involve the tear. Become the chav. But he is the chav. But leave it there. She would also come from the ground to the road. So when is the machlek in the common second portion? Let's say, same example of Tehra Slavon Israel. Tehra Slavon Israel. So, in other words, there are two ways, but one way, if he goes to Lincoln, it will knock him out, and he'll be there late. It'll take him a long time. So it's one option. So maybe he goes through the van. So he goes through the van, every day he goes through the van to work, when there is no telephone either. So he certainly would have gone through the van to his factory, even if the dictators hadn't been there. But it just happens the dictators is there. So the man decides, now every day I go through the van to work, and today I'm also going. Today there happens to be a fragrance, a very enjoyable fragrance. I might as well enjoy it. So he intends to enjoy it. But he would have enjoyed it anyway, even if he didn't intend to enjoy it. So maybe he decides, now I have to do this act of walking through the van. Every day I walk through the van. So I have to do it today too. And even if I intend not to enjoy it, I'll still enjoy it. So I might as well intend to enjoy it. So I'll leave the Shiva because I want to go out with the because Kavod is the important thing about the Shiva. He's the only way of it. Your Malishna is Rav, your Malishna is Shem is Rav. So Efshel is awesome. Only Efshel is awesome. But Lo Efshel, according to the second motion, even Rav Yehuda says that it's Muta Lo Efshel, but Lo Ikal Chav. So the important thing is Efshel. So Mele, if it's Lo Efshel, so even if it's Mishav, it's Muta. Abai Kervi, Ehod Olof, Atka Mikam Kervi, Bishay Mishav, 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 Elo Mechum, Aho Mishav, 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 We pull a lot. Now let's see that. Yes.
The cancer that was referred to just said right now, is that referring to the cancer of the Epshar? I mean, or simply Epshar?
It's Loy Epshar. It's Loy Epshar. It's Loy Epshar. I'll still really say it. It's Loy Epshar. But it's Mishav. So in other words, he would have done the same act anyway, even without the enjoyment of the fragrance. But because of that, he decides, I'm walking anyway, no matter what. Yes, fragrance, no fragrance, I walk. Every day I do the same thing, I walk from the van to my family. Now there is fragrance, I might as well enjoy it intentionally. So Abayis, Rabiude, Adkan Tom Rabiude, Shabbat, Shabbat, and his hand, she is hungry, full and loyal. Now let's interact. But there is, in so difficult, getting far. How I can see on, F shall become a habit, lawyer shall become a habit, call out the way to lead off. F shall everybody become a habit. But say, I mentioned an example. He has another route. He can go with a Lincoln, and it will not involve the habit. But because the Chabad is scary, Kidei Lehenei, Kein Rei Ashla Vizor, Oy, Afinu, Yev Shalom Yivore, Umiu Mishabim, Mishabim, Vichobidu, Leon, Leon, Lo Yev Shalom Yivore, Vilo Yikom Yichabim, Leon, Yiketavtele, We call out the shot. What do we call out the shot, eh? It means they were fine, they were off. It's smooth there, I'll leave it actually. But it doesn't mean that it's smooth there, they were fine, they were off, I'll leave it actually. That's not. Because in that case, it's totally machleket, they have been a shit. But it means school out, and it means they were fine, they were off, I'll make it, that I'll leave it actually. Keep with it, yes, shall I? We bought a new building now. We'll be from the house. We'll send a new machine to the shop. We'll come to the shop. So I buy it there. Good. Hope it says no. If I'm in the machine, it's out there. So where do the machine say the machine is coming from there? I'm doing it. He didn't say totally clean something. He doesn't like being out there. So Rashi started with an example of the story of Moishe HaMizor. And now, he mentions another example. He makes you bread, I am very poor. He's a sharp guy. But he doesn't bet on you. Full doctrine. In other words, Babai is about to be standing on the shop. So Rav Shimon says, I'll have a car for, we're not talking about this kind of stuff, but the car for. So when you drag a, let's say, a kise over the car, so then you are very likely to make a grip, a hook in the car. Now there's in the locker the right of grip theory from the theory. So Rav Shimon says it's good, because even if food is great, by driving it on the floor, so he makes it good, so it's in his habit, so it's not there, so it's good. Rav Shimon says it's up. So according to Rav Yehoshua, Rav Shimon only in regard to a big thing. Now let's say, suppose he stole, you can drag it on the floor of the table, but you have to put it on the shop. There's some job to take this table and put it on the shop, so we can balance the hardship. So the neighbors that he gave, Rav Shimon says, the Rav Shimon is traveling to, or a big bench. But suppose it's a smoking table, this kind of a chair, so even Rav Shimon will be made in Sotam. He's Sotam in the right. Why? Because it's a share. All he has to do is just to lift it up, not to drag it up the floor. So it's Sotam in the right. By mito, or it's a God. It's after God. It's after. So it's Sotam in the right, by mito of time. If he can lift it. Or by kissing God. When the Rav Shimon says it's muter only by kissing God, by mitzvah deil, by shulchan God, so it's about the hardship to carry it. So the only way without hardship to carry it is by dragging it, by prayer, by dragging it on the floor. So even though he makes a melacha, doesn't matter, he's in his heart. That's Rav Yehoshua. Ule says the reverse. That the machleket between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is only in regard to the case of a mitzvah of a kisikot, where it's Efshia. So then Rav Shimon is matir lived by kisikot. And Rav Yehuda asked him, Mashiachi by kisikot, by tafsugot, where it's Lo Efshia. So if Rav Yehuda will be made a little. So the first portion of the Gemara here is in the code. So the code is the first portion. So Abaye and Rove, Achilik in the Machlikes between Rav Yehuda and Abaye and Rove. So Abaye holds like Rove and keeps it out of Shina. So those are how we do it. Abaye to Rav Shina. Even though it's Efshia, but what is the Chavet? Like say, it's a Kisikot. The Rove is like Kula, in Amadu. Atka become a Rav Shimon, and Lechad Lo Yefshia. Where is the Kisikot? So it involves a great hardship to lift it. Are Lechad Efshia, the Kisikot? Without any hardship, you can just lift it and carry it by Avi, rather than carrying it out of their cavity. So there in one, my words like a mirror mirror. This is the witness why Ashe, who started with an example of Tera Tamizor, all of a sudden he shifts another example. Why? Because this happens to be in line with the same Achleikim. Between the mirror mirror and Ule, so he mentions that example. That's the reason. All right.
יגיד אמר, מיין רוב, הלכה דו עוד נגל חבר, אבל כאשר שיהיה, שורר אשי, נבוא את חוב איזה מיין תוגל, הוא לא עוד תאי לרבילה, תגב שימן, ובין, לבי ובין לרבי, מרבי יהודה עושה, ורב שימן שור, כל העלמה הבאי ורבי לרבי לשור, תפיל לרבי, תקיד בין לא יפשר לגב אחד, וביהו מרב שימן, ויחשיב לי כבוני במעטי נעשי לי אפשר. So כבוני is an essential element, it's the essential element of something like. So seems matter without this element of כבוני. Even if it's אפשר, something they live with this element. Even if it's לא אפשר לצור, אבל יש עוד כל אחד, על מה כבוני כל. Here is the collection. But give me a little bit of information with some of the time of the world. You have to really have to shop. Which I mean, you have to have a whole company. Why can you? So, what should you have to do? They have to have a little bit of a problem. It's my little bit of a problem. So, call it a body. Is not important. LDS, OES, a party time. You have to have a share. How do you have to do it? לא יכת את הרגיל, יחפור הלא הלא. עד כאן משמת את הרגיל לא עושה את כבון אלו לפות על אישו ומשכם, זה אפשר, משכם רוצה, זה רק. ומה כשאי נשכם כי נשכם בחום הלב? אף תחשיב את כבון אלו משהו כבון, כבון כולה, כי זה אפשר, יש משכם ואין שור, כי זה אפשר, זה משכם ושור, ונשכנה מרגיל נשכם, ורחוש את כבון הכלל, הוא שם. We only see from the Jude that it is covered by itself is not matter. But so if it is Epsher, I mean don't take this problem still on. But to go away a big step further and say that the only criteria that comes to Jude is Epsher or no Epsher. And it's not worth it. So Epsher is also having without someone. And if it's no Epsher, it's with someone. That's not. So I'm going, the beauty is machni, he holds, that where it's Epsher, it's also a little louder of Kavon. But where the least elements of Kavon, the need to destroy Epsher, it's also a little bit of the speech, it's also a construction. Now, we have to understand, what does it mean? Now let's try, now, so we have to understand that when Abai is wanted, what can we do? In other words, so I mentioned an example of Tehrat HaMizah. If he is in Goyash, let's say going to another week, would involve a tremendous task. So he has to go to that one. He has to go to the town. And every day he goes to the town. And even if there hadn't been any Tehrat HaMizah, he would still do the same thing. He would do the same act. No change whatsoever. He would do the same act without any change whatsoever. So, but he decides that since he has been doing this act every day, and he's going to do this act today too, so he might as well intentionally enjoy the day of Talmud. So why he says the contribution is allowed. So contrabeauty is allowed. Now, you see, Rashi mentioned in explaining Epsher, the first portion, Epsher will come to have when Skarif Hidol Hemi Ki Genvei Asher Avnizor Oya Filu Yi Epsher Vim Vodeh U Miyum Nishavim U Vichol Bolo Hemi. So isn't it peculiar that the Gemara mentions Epsher will come to have Lo Yi Epsher will come to have. So Kulamu will bring it on. So in explaining Epsher Vikomechav, Rashi mentions a case of the Komechav Niskaru, where it comes over closer to the Ketegret Avodah. So why doesn't he mention the same thing? Oyafilu Yi Epsher Vikomechav. Umi Umiskarimu, Umiskarifilem. There he doesn't mention. Because the answer is a very simple answer. Because if it's Lo Epsher, what does Lo Epsher mean? Lo Epsher means he has no other way. except with great cars. He can go with a lean car. But that will bring him in his factory an hour later, and he'll be knocked out. So he's lawyer's chef. So, but if he doesn't involve any hardship, so then you can't call it lawyer's chef. So immediately, he's explaining the item of Efshalik on the Chavim. So he mentions even miscarriage. Let's say, the state of the dog is over here, and he has to go. But he doesn't have to go this way. Even as he walks through the van, he doesn't have to go to the wall, to the building of the van, just because the ktiris, the fragrance is stronger. So the melee, in explaining Efshar, so he mentions that too, he's carrying. But in explaining what the item of boy Efshar, he can't mention miscarriage, because if he's miscarriage, so to the extent of his discomfort of coming closer to the source of the fragrance, that's certainly not loyalty. But in explaining Efshar, he mentions miscarriage. But in explaining the item of loyalty, so he can't mention miscarriage. So in other words, so when the second one of the Gemara says that according to a Bible, so I mean according to a Jewish, so if it's Lo Yerusher, so it's Mutamim Nishavim, so there Rashi will say, it's Mutamim to come a little closer, one step, one inch closer to the source of the fragrance. If he moves one inch or even a fraction of an inch closer to the source for the sole purpose of enjoying it a little more, because they'll be a little closer to the source of the fragrance, then it certainly Osiris, and he's chayav also, if there is a vayisei, so the chayav malchus also. So here it means he doesn't do anything, any extra act, on account of his kavod. None whatsoever. He just stays a passive mental kavod. I mean, every kavod is something. I mean, he doesn't do any act. Doesn't do any extra act. So he's doing whatever he would be doing, even if he wasn't mishap. But he's mishap. So since the same act he would be doing anyway, and he doesn't add anything to his act, to his mindset. So what does he add? Only the kavanah, this mental attitude. So I hope you have that why he said, since this mindset would be done anyway, and we had there, suppose he wouldn't have kavanah. And everybody would agree that it's better. So maybe he can inject this passive mental attitude. Now, that's in regard to Ktiras HaMitzvah, where the Issa consists of an oath. But let's apply it to an Issa where the Maise is the constituent of it. Let's take them like a Shabbat. The same example. Rashi doesn't mention, just as Rashi applied the example of the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Dule in the first motion. So let's apply that example to the second motion also. Let's say Jiras Mito Kisevisav. So Lo Yevsheh Veloy Mikom Echad. In other words, somebody has to give a lecture. So they need many chairs. They don't like to stand, and they don't like to sit down the lawn either. So they need chairs. So, and each other. So he has to give a chair. And he doesn't have chairs. He has big benches. Some job to lift up the benches. They'll be knocked out. So it's lawyers. So it's lawyers. Now, so he's gave it up. The only possible way, without the hardship, to carry the chairs is on Gabi Akark, the benches. So he's gave her those benches. And suppose he wouldn't be the hardship to make a chir. He wouldn't be the hardship to make a chir. He would do the same act like this. He would drag it over the car, like this. So he decided, now I have to be given to him, thank you, thank you. I have to do it. I have no other way of carrying it. I can't carry it upon my shoulder. I have to drag it upon the car. And as I drag it upon the car, it makes a chit. Why shouldn't it? And that chit will do a lot of good for me. So he made me feel the car. So if I have chit in my car, I'll be able to hide my money in it. So it will do me a lot of good. So Mimele, he has kavone to make a chit as he's there. But he doesn't do any extra on account of this additional intention, additional motive. He doesn't do any extra. He is geared at the same way he would be geared, even if he had been unhappy with the chit that is formed. So he's doing the same act. He is geared at in the same way. Of course, if he will be geared in such a way as to work very hard against the karka, so then he's an avir, but he's geared the way you have to be geared. You couldn't be geared any other. But the way, the only way you can be geared, so you make a chit. So he decides, well, I have to do this act in order to bring over the benches there to the other place. So I might as well. And he's going to make a chit anyway, even if I wouldn't intend to make a chit. Let me intend to make a chit. Let me conform to the reality of the situation. So Abaye, according to the view, they said the reason. Abaye comes up with the reason. And Rome says that even according to the view, they said something. I'll leave the Rav Shimon, Abaye is later, they said something. What do you mean, Osa? It's in the Lachad Arayim. Lachad Arayim. That's what
it is. Wouldn't that be a situation?
One second. As far as situation is concerned, so there is a Machleke state there, and the Ram Mechu, the Ram of the Rif, Mechu Perkin Abad, the Sugi of Perkin Abad. So takes the, as the Kashe, how would the Gemara say here, Loyach Shav, Loyach Amecham, Loyach Amecham, Loyach Amecham, but, may the Rav Shimon, if situation is Osa, so Tetzveh applies all these Gemores to a case where there is no secret. But there is no secret. Secretion means 100%. A case where there is no secret. So let's say even in connection, second Tetzveh, even in connection with Anoi. So you might visualize a case where there is no secretion. Because after all, even if the fragrance is very strong, but it depends upon other factors. It depends upon the smelling of the person and whether he has a cold, he doesn't have a cold, whether he's sensitive, well, he's very sensitive to fragrance or he's not sensitive. So in a case where there is a tikhreshe, so according to Tetzveh, then of course it's also according to everybody, according to Rav Yudet, according to Rav Shimon, according to Abaye, according to Rabbi Alu Yekulam. But all these Gemores have reference to a case where there is no secret. There is fragrance, but certain people do not necessarily have to enjoy the fragrance. They are not very sensitive. So they do not necessarily have to enjoy the fragrance. So in such a case, the more has reference to such a case. The Ram and the Reed, in whom Pilgrim and Hashem, the Sugye of Reichen Mitzvah, in discussing the machlokes between Rav and Levi, as to whether Eichel Yudseh or Eichel Av Yudseh. So the Ram says that Kashi, let's say, now the Gemara discusses Hanoi Abod Makori. Hanoi means something like Kedera Shlav Nizore. And usually, if there is a fragrance, so it's a psychological. So he doesn't. He rejects Tetzveh of Kimteh. That here the Gemara has reference to a case where there is no psychological. So he says, you might not be told what there is. But when do we say, Meidah Rav Shimon Yipsik Reiche, that is when the Yisar is not in Yisar Anoi, when the Yisar is in Yisar Maizah. Yiruach Shabbos, or Yiruach Sar, by Nozir, Masheike, Migadu, Yisur Anoi. So according to Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shem Yisar is Muteah.
So it would be Mutter Aviv in case of a fever. And that's not a difficult story, it's not unreasonable. Because we can explain the Ram very simply by saying that. I'm not saying that that's the only explanation, but we can explain the Ram that way. Now, what's our concentration? Otherwise, somebody cuts off. Rav Shimon says that one is allowed to walk on grass. Now, many times when one walks on grass, it walks out. So he should be also to walk on rice. Can you reach? The answer is, he is not mischavim to walk out on grass. He only is mischavim to make footsteps on the grass. As a result of making footsteps on the grass, he might block out grass. So even if he does block out grass, it's more of a double chain of mischavim. So over there, you know, there is no situation. Because many times when you walk on grass, you block out grass. Many times when you walk on grass, you don't block out grass. So maybe even if you did block out grass, it's rather Mashenkin, let's say, if you have a child and the child says, I want a head of a bird. I feel bored without the head of a bird. So the father wants to take a living bird and chop off the head in order to complete the child. So he cannot say, well, pass my Yashima. Now, I don't intend to deaden the bird. Let the bird live, remain alive. I don't care. But all I'm interested in is that my child should have the head of the bird. My child doesn't want to play with the whole bird. It's too big for him. Just the head of the bird. So I'm not mischavim to deaden the bird, to kill the bird. So it should be muter, although she is chavim, because the child is more ahead. But he's not mischavim. So he said, situation in others, it's impossible, I mean, to chop off the head and of a bird and that the bird should remain alive. But sometimes, in other places, so he said to students, I discussed that, so there, he brought me the life magazine with a picture of a chicken whose head was chopped off, and there it was mentioned that it remained alive. So there's a word that it did not remain alive. It wasn't alive. It wasn't alive, I mean, you're laughing, it wasn't alive. It was not considered alive. So it's like the pilchus that you notice in inanimate things after they are dead. So that's psychreshe Williams. That's psychreshe. So what's the pshat? Pshat is like this. The halacha is doshin mischav. Is muter going to Rav Shimon? So if, let's say, you walk on grass on Shabbos, so we say that he was not mischavim to walk out of the grass, even if he didn't walk out of the grass. Mashenkin, when you chop off the head of a bird, so you had kavod to chop off the head, since chopping of the head necessarily and unavoidable, without any exception, entails killing of the bird, so the kavod you had to chop off the head is considered as a kavod in killing the bird. So that's only shayach in the mind, but in anoye. So you cannot say that you have kavod to walk through the barn, and on the barn there is a very strong fragrance of our desire. So we cannot say that the kavone you have in walking, making footsteps, is the kavone in enjoying fragrance. Let's say, the kavone that you have to chop off the head is attributed to the vice of deadening the bird. Mashenke, the kavone of making footsteps on the van, is not attributed to the enjoyment of the fragrance. It's the question of the mice. So the kavone you have on act number one, that necessarily entails act number two. So is attributed to the kavone as to act number one, is attributed to act number two. Mashenke, when you have kavone to answer for a certain act, to make footsteps on the van. And then And death that happens to entail enjoyment of a freedom because of the peculiar circumstances of development that particular hour, that particular day, that particular hour. So we cannot say that the Carbone one has in respect to making footsteps is the Carbone of enjoying the freedom. So anyway, this is the Ram's one. Whatever the reason of the Ram is, the Ram says that that when we say made a Rashi recitation, almost only when the Yisra consists of certain might, but when the Yisra consists of these Nene, so it's Yavir, it does not consist of the might, of an egg. It's in a certain state of enjoying favors. So, if you're not mishab, according to Rav Shimon, Tomash mishab is muter, if you're not mishab to enjoy the fragrance, even though it necessarily results from doing a certain act, so you cannot say that the kavone and the act is the kavone and the enjoyment. Because you can say the kavone and one act is already considered as the kavone and the other act. But hanoye does not represent the act, it's a certain state. You enjoy flavor. So you cannot say, and the kavone is at a certain act. So you cannot say that the kavone and the act and the maite is the kavone of the demon. One consists of a certain act, and the other consists of a certain state, of a passive thing, of a certain state. All right, anyway, that's the Ramshi. So according to Ram, the Gabi Hanoye can have reference, even there is a special. But with Gabi Maise, let's say, Mito Kisei Safso, so this is more like a friend, so if there is no situation, but in connection with Hanoye, it doesn't make any difference. Yes, situation knows. All right. So what does Abaye say al Yudhi Rav Yudhi? Abaye Rav Yudhi, so let's say, if we apply it, let's say to a miser in Osa, not Hanoi, let's say Mito Kisei Misaf. So if, let's say, he needs the benches for the guests who have to, who have to hear in Hoshe, so, and it's impossible for him to lift the benches, and he has to be geared in a certain way, there is no other way of being geared. So he's allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda Abaye says, he's allowed him to intend making a chitz, because that chitz that he will be making will be made anyway, even if he will not intend. So he might as well intend. Abaye, contrary, not the contrary. Now, at the end of Pirko Eret, Dafkuvo on the Beizin Shabbat. So the Mishnah says, Yosha Poyabon HaPesach Milo Yuro, Yosha Pashem, Umilo Hashem Echai, Yosha Bavish HaPesach Milo, Uba Hashem Yosha Kutzide, Abo Mishon Bavishin 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 Chai Hashem Echai. Holy was the name, Lineil is Beizin, Lishem Rei, Vinimtso, Zvi Shomo Bisech. Shomo Bisech. So the Ram and the Rif here
Now, once the moor has his sword, the trap to catch, he goes high, shemunit. So let's say if you catch, let's say, fish, that's shemunit, you are high class, you can catch it. You get amazing class, spoil the lady, so it has easy. The lawyer saw it, the lawyer didn't make it go. So it's one of the law. Let's say, you are interested in catching the deer. So as the deer goes and happens to enter a certain house, the door is open, and you deliberately close the door in order to trap the deer there, in the house, to keep him there, to apprehend him there, so you hide the house. That's all. So Ashbo explains the Mishnah, which is expressive of the same halacha. Holy Moshe David, Leo Basie and Shomer, the needs of Tzvi Shomer Tzvi. So the Rashba says, when are you hired? When is it Tosea? When is it Tosea Midraise? If, let's say, you see Tzvi runs into a certain house. The house is not even yours. You have no interest in keeping the door closed. But you saw that Tzvi went into that house, so you quickly shut the door in order to catch the deer. So then you're high. But suppose a tzvi accidentally entered your house, and you are accustomed to always to close the door, because you are afraid of kanovi, to close the door and lock the door well. So now the door was open for a moment, and while it was open for one moment, a deer went into the house, into your house. So you decide you have to close the door in order to keep away Ganovi from the house. So you decide, inasmuch as I have to close the door anyway in order to protect the house against thieves. So, and there is a deer, so I might as well have a double intention. First of all, to protect the house against the marine. Number two, to keep the deer there. So it's put on the house. It's not high house. And that is the pshat in the Mishneh, called the Rambo. Home was a deer, we may obey him, shame, right? So he would shut the door anyway, even if a deer hadn't been there. He would shut the door, he would do the same act. Shut the door and lock the door, do everything. The same act, no difference, in order to keep going along. But now that he knows that there is a deer in the house, so he has an additional intention. Also, to apprehend it. So that's in the right sense. Home is a deer, the deer can see the shomer, the needs of three shomers. So the ram, underneath, is master now. He says, Lorim boy, in the case of the Rashba where Himamish was mischaving to catch the deer, to apprehend the deer. But he was mischaving two things, to protect the house and to apprehend the deer. So Lorim boy, so it's needless to mention that in such a case, he's high vachatos, he's mischaving Mamish. But even if he does not intend to apprehend the deer, but he knows there is a deer in the house, and he shuts the door for one reason only. For one reason only, in order to guard the house against threat. But inasmuch as he knows there is a deer in the house, and by shutting the door, so he'll apprehend, he'll catch the deer, so he's high the house. Because me, the Rav Shimon, the situation he owns. So lo mi boy, that in the case make the example mentioned by the Rashba, that is high vachatos, that is mecham mamesh. But even if he is not mecham, and he is not concerned about the deer, he doesn't want the deer, he doesn't care for the deer, it's a useless one to hear. But he knows that the deer is in the house, and he shuts the door in order to guard the house against, to protect the house against Ganovi. So it's high vachatos, according to him. So according to the Rashba, so the Rashba and the Rana are at opposite poles from each other. according to the Rashba, so it's mutar midatze to close the door of the house, even with the kavone of catching the deer, as long as it is coupled with another kavone. And according to the Ram, even if he's not mishapen to catch the deer, but he knows that the deer will be trapped as a result of shutting the door, and the whole and his whole kavone is to protect it against neighbor, so it's chayav. Now, so let's forget the second kasha of the Ram. The Ram really asks two questions in the Rashi. One kasha of the Rashi is, he's mischav mamish. Second kasha is, even if he's not mischav, it's a psychiatrist. So, namiach, so let's first assume that in the case where he's not mischaving to apprehend the deer, so then he's not chayav. But the kasha is in such a situation. So then there is no kasha. The shilti akibayri, the shilti akibayri in Hakim Shibayri is not the name of Hakim Shibayri. So the shilti akibayri says that if it is possible to do a certain act without doing a meloche, without entailing a meloche, so then it is mutter to do the act even in such a way that it will entail a meloche. And there is a mocha for that chite in Rashi in Zohar. Rashi in Zohar, I can't take from me from Zohar, but anyway, that's how it happened. So the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Nizalchim Yayin al Gavi Oishi. Nizalchim Yayin al Gavi Oishi. There is a lot of the Torah, Eish Tomim, Tukat al Mizbeach, Lo Yisir. You're not allowed to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. So let's say, if you pour water on the Mizbeach, in order to extinguish the fire that burns on the Mizbeach, you are either about the rice, Lo Yisir. You are either about the rice, and the Mechayim of the salt. So still, Shmuel says that you can make the Mitzuchayayim al-Gabi Yishi. When you have to be Mizar, you have to be Minasich Yayim, so you can pour the Yayim on top of the coal out of the Mizbeah. So the question is, for the Ishtomi took it on the Mizbeah, what is your head? So Shmuel Itaime passes by Chavshimen. The Dovah Shem Mishchavim, Dovah Shem Mishchavim. So Chavshimen asks the question, but we got Shimen, we see Chavshimen. So takes this, in Zvochim, in the Peretz, that Shmuel has reference to the kings, where it's not a Chavshimen. It all depends. In other words, if he pours it in such a place where it's not it's not a vadai that it will extinguish the fire. But if it is a vadai that is a result of pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, you will extinguish the fire, then it's a cause. The Rashi says, Rashi himself is one as the Rashi. But maybe the Rashi is the Rashi says, in view of the fact that it's possible to pour with tipping dacos, with droplets, so then you will not extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. So Mimele, it's Muter, so it's considered in Mizchave. So you would say, so it's considered in Mizchave if he manage pours with droplets, with dipping dachets, but with dipping dachets, let's say pour, with dipping dachets where he'll necessarily and unavoidably extinguish the fire, Ichigosa. So Rashi concludes, in view of the fact that it's Muter, that he can pour, it's beyond to pour, keeping dachets, and then it will not involve a keeper of the fire. So Mimele is allowed to pour keeping dachets, even though the keeping dachets will necessarily extinguish the fire. So the question is, what kind of halachim is that? It's not beyond it. Just because it's beyond it to do it, beheter, so Mimele cannot be easier. What kind of religion is it? So the pshat is very simple. This is the shita of the shita of the veyah.
Diese Schüttelserwählung heißt die Schüttel der Rashbots. And the Sutta of the Bailey mentions that because of the Rashi. Because of the Shiva Rashi. So, in other words, what's the chat in the situation we know? Now, what is the classic example of situation? You chop off the head of a bird, and you don't intend to kill the bird. So you say situation we know. So it can be explained in two ways. It can be explained the way I explained before. That the chat of situation is because if now you are mishaving to do act number one. What is act number one? Cutting off the head of the bird. And this necessarily entails act number two, deadening the bird. So the kavona that you have in respect to act number one is attributed to act number two. The pulle, the kavona, and the pulle of chopping of the head is misyacheses to the other pulle, to the pulle of deadening, because the act of deadening necessarily results from the act of chopping. So it's our that the kavone and act number one is misyacheses to act number two. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining it is, no, there is no such halacha that the kavone and act number one is misyacheses to act number two. Kavone of act number one is misyacheses to act number one. It's not misyacheses. It's not attributable. It's not attributable to act number two. But inasmuch as it's impossible, it's inconceivable to cut off a head of a bochai without killing the bochai, so then you cannot separate the act of killing from the act of chopping of the head from the act of killing. It's not. It's just semantics. If it would be possible to cut off a head of a Malchai without killing the Malchai, so then it's not semantics, then it's two separate things. Let's say when you walk on grass, so many times you pluck out grass, but it's two separate acts. Walking on grass is one act, and plucking out grass is another act. It's another act. But chop the head, cutting off the head of a Bachai in your effect, that without any exception, it's not 99%. It's not 99.99. It's 100%. In those cases where the chicken shows some manifestations of life, but al-Pudim, it's not living. Al-Pudim, it's not living. That's the halacha. So if the head is cut off, al-Pudim is messed. Even though it shows certain manifestations of life. But that's nothing. That's nothing. That's not life. So, since 100% cutting off the head necessarily involves deadening, so it's not to separate that. It's anah. And when you say, so if one will say, I don't intend to kill the bird, I only intend to cut off the head. That's a mantic. That's a mantic. So it's another way to the same thing. I mean, let's say someone will shoot a person and will say, I only intended that the bullet should enter his heart. That's all. Not to kill him. Yeah. Nature took its course. I didn't intend to kill him, just that the bullet should enter his heart. So that's a mantis. So that's the job in situation. In situation. Now, so the melee, as I say, is when can we say that one act and the other act, if it's impossible to do one act without entailing the other, then it's Hainah. But here you cannot say that pouring water on the Mizbeach and the Gehorim is the same as extinguishing the Gehorim. In view of the fact that it's possible to pour with thickest darkness, and that will not extinguish the fire. So that means that pouring wine, is one act, and extinguishing the fire is another act. But if you pour with different gases, so one act results from the other. But it's not an ach. It's not an ach. So remember, this is the pshat in the Sutta Ribeiri. And so the second kashi of the Ram against the Rashbo, even if he is not mischaving to catch the tzvi, but as a result of closing the door, he'll necessarily catch the tzvi. So the Meir should be Chayv HaChatos. So that we can say the Rashba agrees with Rashba. The only reason as to why Sikhresha Rashim is made it because it's the same act. You cannot say that closing the door and catching it really, that's the same act. Just because of the peculiar circumstances of the situation. Because in other words, because only one door is open and all the other doors are closed, all the windows are closed, and this door is the only door, or the only outlet. And then if you close, if you shut off this only outlet, so in melee you catch the bird, you catch the deer, you catch the tree. So it's because of the peculiar combination of circumstances. Suppose the same house, everything being the same, but there is one open window in the house, and then you shut the door. It wouldn't constitute an act of tzitzio. It's not so then, because the tree could go out anyway. So only because of the peculiar combination of effects, you see. So you cannot say that closing the door and so on, that's enough. So it's not enough. If it's not enough, so even though it happens to be a teenager, so it's still considered a mishan. Alright, so that answer is the second one. But the Rashba says it is mishan. So the pshat in the Rashba
is very similar to the longness of Abaya in the Rabbi in the second lesson.
But that does not answer the kasha of the Rav,
because first of all, we don't pass in like Abaya, we pass quite often. Number two, we don't pass in like Rabbi, we pass not Rabbi. And in Abaya, we only said it about Rabbi. But Abaya and Rabbi is made it.
But the is the same kind of circumstances as the circumstances in Abaya with the Rabbi. In other words, what does Abaya say? Abaya doesn't say that Abaya and Rabbi you are allowed to do Abaya with this Rabbi. No, Abaya only applies his longness to a specific situation where this act will be done by him anyway, even if he will not be Mechabe. So the same act will be done. The same act. He'll be walking down. He'll be gay there. Let's take a case of a mice. He'll be gay there. The meat of the benches. The same way. No, the same act will be done by him anyway. And then it'll be there.
So what does he do? He injects a mental adjective.
So since the same act would be done anyway, and it would be better, so the melee injecting an additional attitude doesn't change the character of it. So here too. Now this person always keeps the door of the house closed. He's afraid of Ganon. So even if there had been no tree, so he still would do the same thing. Now that there is a tree, so he injects an additional attitude, an additional motive. In other words, he's doing what he would have done if the tree hadn't been there. So he injects an additional attitude. So the Meila, the Rashba says, suppose he would not be mechavim to catch the tree. He would only be mechavim to protect the house. It would be mutar. And we wouldn't say Sikhresha, because the Rashba agrees with Rashi. Here is Rashaya to say Sikhresha. So it's granted that in the case where he wouldn't be mischaven to catch the tree, he would be allowed to shut it off. He's not going to do any additional act, but he's just entertaining an additional motive. So he says, since the same act would be an act of etagomo, if he didn't inject this additional intention. So he's allowed to inject this additional intention also. Oh, so in other words, that's the longness of a violin in the Amulet. But the question is, first of all, we pass like Kobe, and then even my Bayeh says it on Alim the Amulet, but he doesn't say it Alim the Amulet. So the answer is very simple. Because the Rashba says it, the Machlikes of a violin in the Amulet is in Kol HaTerekul. So in Kol HaTerekul, in Shon Yisroin, so then even my Bayeh will be made it Alim the Amulet. So, I'll leave it in Rav Shimon, it will be awesome. And and we don't pass like a light.
Mashiachim by Shabbos,
where there is a locher of Melechus Machsheves. So when is it Melechus Machsheves? Now suppose the same act, he would shut the door without the kavone of apprehending the tree. So then it would be muta. So it would be muta. So now it should be famous there because he entertains an additional kavone. So the melee in Kolaterikume, it could become osa. But by Shabbos, see, there is a special aloche of Meleches Machsheves. So it's not Meleches Machsheves if the same act without this additional kavone would be muter. So the melee it's not Meleches Machsheves. So the Rashba says it only in regard to Shabbos. So in regard to Shabbos, so even Alive the Rove, and even according to Rav Shimon. So it's Buddha with rights, because that's not Moshevis. But in Kovatele Kule, so since we pass from Rav Shimon, and since we pass from Rove, so the Meir is us. But by Shabbos, the Rashba says, now, we have to understand, I mean, this difference between Efsher, how could there be a difference between the Reise, between Efsher and Moloch? Just because it involves the heart. Now, I think, now this is not in accordance with what the Rebbe says. Now, there is a Aloche Bashavos, that Domoshim Yishaven is mut. And there is a loche by Shabbos of Meleches Machsheves as the form. So even certain acts that in Kolat Yerikule would be Osea, but by Shabbos it's mut, because it's not in Meleches Machsheves. So that's, so we say that Misasi Machsheves is what? But we have a loche of Misasi in Kolat Yerikule, in Kol Yisurim Shepateiro. He is potter on the Shabbos. Shevik is Meleches Machsheves. That's why he's not a misasi, but if he's a misasi, so he's part of the hapos. So there is a special possible. Ashayach the bo, prakli misasi. So that's the aloche that misasi in kovat kovat erikule is hotar of the chavos. If the shedik is misasi, not only shedik, but also misasi, so it's hotar of the chavos. The fides increases. Ashayach the bo, prakli misasi. Now, so in kovat erikule is hotar, except in chlomim varai. Some sasi chlobim barayes is chayv shechinen, but except for chlobim barayes, so misasi kipotah. So Rav Kriya says that there is a fundamental distinction between the misasi of Shabbos and the misasi of Kolat Yerikule. The misasi of Shabbos, so it's no misavir because Melechus Machsheves. So if somebody has, let's say. Keys in his pocket, and he walks out and this is how he doesn't know that he has a key in his pocket, and he walks, I mean, for hours. Then when he comes back home, he finds out he had the keys in his pocket, so it's not cheap, it's not there, because that's Machsheves as well. When the Torah asks a meloche, if the person knows, he doesn't know, but here he was carrying, and he didn't know he was carrying. So it's no avei. That's Kavi Shabbos. Mashiach in Kavi Shabbos, so let's say, so Misasi before the Barai is Yisrael. But let's say Misasi in Shkut Echutz. So if somebody is Sheikh Kodsh in the Chutz, Yisrael Vachados. Suppose he's in Misasi, in Shkutas Kodsh in the Chutz, he's Potter, Sheikh Kodsh in the Chutz, Misasi. So there it's a Ptur of Chatos. But in my Saveire it is. And Rav Gileidia in the Tshuva, mentions a rai. The rai is that a mate climbed the big day in the cavalry, came a few of you, and Hochma with one of the share. So he has to take off. If I see that another Jew wears a bag of wine, I have to tell him if he doesn't do this, I have to take it off him. But so even, so many of the sheikh say that even if the person doesn't know that it's a bag of wine, so I'm required to tell him, you are wearing wine, take it off. Now the question is, if the other fellow who is wearing the bag of wine doesn't know that it's wine, so he's misasik. So why should I tell him? It's not very right. Now suppose I see someone carry on Shabbos, but I know that the person who carries on Shabbos is not aware that he has all kinds of things in his pocket. He's absent-minded. He doesn't know. So I'm not going to tell him because it's not very right. So why do I have to tell someone who is wearing a Pegasus of wine? The answer is, so it's an idea from this that in Kolat by Shabbos, so in Sasek is not my Shabbos. But in Kolat Kule, it is a my Shabbos. It is a my Shabbos. But it is a my Shabbos. But it's a two of hats. So it's a two of hats. So that's why he's Mahoyev to tell him, a Chokhmah for the Gashem. Now, I think that from the Rambam it's muhach not like that prayer. The Rambam says in the Talmud because it's Surah Bir. Because it's Surah Bir. Halacha Yubeis. Habo aleha bo min harayis. Ki misasi. Ato kishi kam nosi lika chay. Because misasi bichon in harayis chay. Vichay bichay olam bo mishnis. So he's also chay. Even though he's misasi. Omar Avon, Hayolam, we have that in Momo, called Menka. Every Misasek is also a Sheikh. So be Shreem, every Gabi Kore, Sarayetz. So Sheikh is Hayolah Hados. So you understand the relevance of this Allah. That Misasek is called Marayetz, is Hayolah Hados. But Hayolam, we should be, there is no Hados. So he's a Sheikh anyway. So what does it mean, Hay? That's Rayetz. So this Mishnah says, the Rambam is very simple. The Rambam means Chayim Hashemayim. It's a Ma'is Aveira. So the Rambam says that Habo Kivisasek Al Chayom Ibavim Mishnides. So Chayim Hashemayim. He's in an Aveira. He's Chayim Hashemayim. He's in an Aveira. He's an Aveira. He's a Chayim. He's a Chayim. Why? Because he's a Chayim. But if it wouldn't be Nene, he would not be Chayim Hashemayim. But according to Rabbi Kivayas Lomtes, the whole deal of Misasek is only a Ptur of Chatos, but it's not Afkoyim of Maisaleh. So why does the Rambam have to say, V'chein Abo al Chayim Rav Mishniyes, so it's Chayim HaShemayim, because Shechein Ene. The implication being that in Ene, he wouldn't be Chayim HaShemayim, it wouldn't even be Maisaleh. So it's Chayim, Chayim Foreshet, Neged Abdur. Now, but Abdur Yom Eish is very good, for a Mutzi Klayim, he didn't suffer it. So many of the shame say that even if the Chavir doesn't know, so he has to take it off, he has to tell it. What is Misasek? It's an ayah, it's a Masalere. So the ayah of Rabbi Kivayger is a good ayah according to the thesis of Shah in Misasek. Now, in Chrises, Tafetes, and in Shabbos, and in Shabbos, in Shabbos, the Chaim Beis, there is a machlekes between the Chashi and Teshus. What's the deal of Misasek, of Kolat HaKol? That the Chlom Bahai is a Chayim, and Nishom Shom is Chayim. So Chashi says, Misasek means, let's say, Nishabe, if there was a Chdicha Shal Chayim, the other day. So one was Nishabe to eat this Chdicha. And then absentmindedly, and then there was another. So this is Chayim. And here they show. So what was this having to eat? This chicha that was shown. But absolute mindedly, so nishmat your day, we hold chomei alachim. So he ate a chicha that he didn't intend to eat. That's misasek. Teisa says, Teisa is chalik hakash. And he says, misasek, in kolat elikule, that by chlok and b'chayis is chayik, because it's special halacha.
But otherwise, this potter means that there was only one chtiche. The chtiche was chayev, but he didn't know it was chayev. He thought it was shumer. So he ate it. He was mischavin lechem shumer, v'mitzo shehu chayev. That's nisasik. According to Rashi, nisasik means mischavin lechem chtiche shumer, v'nishvite yodei v'hol chomei al chtiche chayev. So he didn't eat the chtiche that he was mischavin for. But if he was mischavin to the chatiche, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the chatiche, then it's not in misasik. So we don't have to resort to the aloche of kol barayis chayev shechilen ekon drashi. The concrete case is that's misasik. And kol barayis is chayev because he's married. But pashut echutz, so the concrete is this, if somebody would shecht a behemoth kotzim, you think it's a behemoth chum, and do shecht the chutz, so you spot out the chatz. The concrete rashi will be chayev. Would be a raya according to the session of misasik. So that was that mischavim lo yitse chaticha v'nimtso shehu chayev kosoko shehu shumen v'nimtso shehu chayev, that's misasik. So if I were a beggar and I think it's not raya and God shmai is gaya, it's raya, so I'm misasik. So it's a good raya. But according to Rashi's chapter, misasik. So there it's not even misasik. So that's the reason as to why he has to tell it. But where is misasik? He doesn't have to tell it. So on the way, the Rambam agrees with Rashi, not with Tesis. But it's very possible that even Tesis, so what Rambam says in misasik, it's only two of Chatos, not of Kol Maisavire, is correct. But that's in regard to the misasik of Tesis. But it's very possible that Tesis will agree with the misasik of Rashi also. But Tesis holds the misasik of Rashi, we don't have to resort to a passage. Then Saraswar is no Maisale. In the same way as a misasik in mitzvah is no Maisal mitzvah. So in the same way, a misasik, a real misasik, in other words, if he was mischave to eat, to let's say to shech a behemah schum, v'chutz. And then Mishmita Yodei, and he was Sheikhei, and the Himas Kochi. So then, without the posik, it's no Maisavere. When do we have to resort to a posik if he was mischavin to share this way? But he thought it was who? It turned out to be Kochi. Without the posik, so he would be Chayv Chatos. So we have a posik. So the posik tells us, it's part of Chatos, but the Maisavere it is. But where is Mamish Misasik? Where it's mischavin? Where it's not mischavin to the act at all? So then, without the posik, it's not my salary. Anyway, according to the Rambam, so it's certain that it's not my salary and misasik. It's not my salary and misasik. So the pshat, now, the whole aloha of Dovash and Mishav is mutat. Why is it mutat? According to Rashi. The answer is, if he didn't mishav, it's according to Rashi, it has a din of misasik. Even though it's not Mamash misasik. If it's Mamash misasik, so the beauty is also made. But Shimon holds that when a minozia straightens out his hair, so sometimes it blocks out the hair, so the mele is misasik. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not misasik, but it will be mamish misasik. So then if Rabbi Yehuda will be made there, that it's muta. I mean the real misasik, not the misasik of Teitzes. The misasik of Teitzes, Kosovo Sheu Shuvem Nimzo Chayev, that's certainly not Afkoyel Maisavir, because he was mechavim to that Maisavir. But where he was, but the Misasik, where he is not mechavim to that Maisavir, then it's no Maisavir. And the according to Rav Shimon, so every Dovashim is mechavim Misasik. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not Misasik. That's the reason as to why the Gemara distinguishes between Efsher and Ruy Efsher, because in other words, if it's Efsher, And he does some mele is not misasik. Misasik means coincidental. Mashiach is loy efsher. So the mice he said that he's done is coincidental. Some mele it's misasik. So that's the reason as to why there is a distinction between efsher and loy efsher with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda.